It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
We often talk about what you put on your body, what you put into your body, even exercise, makes a difference of how you look, how you feel, your self-confidence, etc. And I've got to admit, it was a few years back where I was more of a couch potato, and with more technology, probably became more and more of one. But then something changed. And today, I can tell you, my wife and I both have these apps that count our footsteps. And we compete because now we want to both, I guess, outdo each other. I guess I should be letting her win more, shouldn't I? That just hit me. Sorry about that. But anyway, so Lisa and I are just excited to talk about today's guest. Our guest is Sarah Walls. Now, Sarah is inspired by her experience both as an NCAA strength and conditioning coach, as a personal trainer. Coach Walls founded SAPT in 2007, just with a vision of providing the highest quality, individualized performance with training services, etc. And so Coach Walls has worked with all kinds of ages, all kinds of areas of sports, and her written work has actually been in a number of different magazines, Live Strong, M&F Hers, Experience Life, and so much more. So Sarah, thank you for joining us because we want to talk a little bit more about how we can incorporate some of your ideas into our daily lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So I brought up, you know, one of these apps on the phone that has helped my wife and I because it counts our steps. Now, I know that's not the conditioning training you do, and especially with an athlete, so I'm nowhere close to that. But it does get more and more of us off the couch. What other technology things do you recommend or see happening?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love how accessible, just technology has become for all of us. And there's so many great tools out there, I think, for anybody of any level to push themselves forward, towards whatever their goals are. And like you said, you know, maybe being a little more sedentary and it's kind of pushed you forward, helped remind you to keep moving and that sort of thing. And I just think it's absolutely, you know, phenomenal. One of the things that I'm really excited about myself personally is, you know, this idea of how far the watches have come, the fitness watches, because it used to just be 10, 15, 20 years ago, just heart rate monitors, you know, and all you were getting was that actual heartbeat coming through on your wrist. And then there was a lot of, you know, people trying to interpret what that meant and what do you do with that data. And now, you know, I have an Apple Watch, and this thing, you know, just kind of buzzes me at 50 minutes past the hour if I haven't stood up, you know, and just kind of reminds me to get up and walk around. And I think just the tiniest reminders like that can be so, so, so valuable for people who are trying to, you know, move forward with a healthier lifestyle, who are aware that, you know, we shouldn't be sitting at desks for 4, 5, 6 hours straight, you know, and helps just kind of gently drive everybody towards a more active lifestyle, which sometimes is really, you know, barrier number one and the biggest goal of all if we can achieve that.
You know, my husband really wants to get that watch, Sarah. He's super active. I mean, he's always exercising, but he loves the numbers. You know, he gets all excited to see how far he walked and how far he rode and how does this and what does this do? I mean, just everything. So I need to get on that bad wing because I do a lot of exercise, but I never really think about it that much. And I'm thinking maybe I should do that. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's really neat, you know, and whether I think, you know, whether you're focused on business or you're focused on fitness or whatever you're really focused on, you know, kind of this idea of if you're not measuring it, you know, how do you know that you're making progress, right? And I think we know financially that's true. You know, as far as like our kids going through school, obviously that's true and very important that we're getting some measurables. So why would we not really try to apply the same, you know, to our own fitness? Again, just even if it is just hitting 5,000 steps a day or 10,000 steps a day, something like that. And so that's what this technology provides is really precise feedback for virtually any goal that you're after.
Now, what did you first get in the fitness industry?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What did you first get in the fitness industry?
Oh, first got in, gosh. You know, I grew up kind of in a gym environment. My stepfather owns a couple commercial gyms, so I started working in those, you know, when I was about 15. And then, you know, kind of thought I was going another route, but just that idea of fitness just kept pulling me back in. So, you know, I've been doing this for, I guess, you know, probably since I was 20 years old, so 16 years now. And it's just been, you know, the changes have just been phenomenal. I talk to people all the time about, you know, there's certain older ideas of what you should and shouldn't do with athletes, what is or is not good advice for somebody getting started. And these are things that are like, you know, throwbacks to the 70s and 80s, and the science has come so far, you know, since then. Just in the 10 years I've had my business, the science has changed. The research that's coming out is amazing, and we just have so many more precise ways to help people get started comfortably but also effectively. You know, and it's just been, for me, a phenomenal time to be a part of the industry.
Well, one of the questions I've got is, obviously, you're a coach, you work with athletes. Not all of us are athletes. I don't have the talent, I don't have it in me, whatever the reasons. Okay, so you know, are all fitness goals the same for everybody? Or, you know, if I'm not an athlete, does that mean I just should do nothing? Or, you know, what do you recommend?
No, absolutely not. There's no right or wrong goal, for sure. And it can be whatever it is that you're interested in. What we do with new clients at my business is really try to help them understand that you may not, you know, be technically an athlete, but you are a human, right? And humans have certain
sometimes
movement patterns that we need to sort of retain and thrive within, the ability to go through, you know, a full range of motion. Squat to pick something up off the ground, for example, is something that we're all born with. But as we sit, you know, at desks and we're working and going through school and all that, a lot of times we lose that functionality. So even just something, a goal as simple as sort of restoring basic healthy movement patterns is a phenomenal goal. Of course, weight loss, everybody knows about that. But it doesn't have to be something quite so aggressive as that. You know, it can just be, hey, my back hurts, right? Like, I was shoveling snow, my back hurts. I know I need to do something about this. Or my posture is terrible. All of those things, working on those things, are great goals and really important.
I started sitting up as you said that.
There you go. See?
But you're right. The simple goals, and you know, we often talk about it. I let my health slip probably more in my 40s, and as I started to approach 50, I got really nervous. Going, is this really my future? And it's
right.
Sliding as quick, like everybody talks about. And I said, if I don't take control and make changes, it's only going to get worse. And so, while I'm still not an athlete, and I'd embarrass you as a coach if I was in front of you, but I am slowly implementing things. My wife and I do a lot of walks now, and we try and do some things. I actually, a couple years ago, even did a charity fundraiser by climbing, you know, 40 or 50 levels of stairs, floors. You know, so that was a big challenge for me to be able to do that. But just getting back to doing some of the normal things, and it does make a difference, because all of a sudden it gets easier and easier. If you start slow, you don't have to jump back in.
Right. Yeah. And people, you know, people sometimes, I think, expect too much of themselves. You know, they think they can go from zero to like 1,000, you know, almost overnight. And these are, you know, we're looking at some, in some cases, you know, deep-seated, like, psychological sort of patterns that have been embedded in us, good, bad, or other, over time, that you may need to reverse, or you may need to adjust sort of your mindset and your view towards exercise. Because the healthiest thing, you know, to sort of view exercise as is just, Like you said, you know, hey, I'm getting older. Like, I need to take a long-term view of my life and how I'm aging. And so that's not going to happen overnight. Of course, you don't want to burn yourself out in 2 weeks by going too hard, too soon, you know, too fast, whatever. Take that long-term view. And if you miss a session, you miss a whole week, 2 weeks, that's okay. As long as everybody's kind of coming back and, you know, just trying to push forward and stay active, that's the best goal.
Well, you hit on it. So you don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to run a marathon. The key is to get started, take a few small steps, walk around the block once. Once you're comfortable with it a few times, start to walk in a few more times, even do it while you're on a cell phone with somebody. And more importantly, visit sarahwalls.com, her website. She's got great information, someone to reach out to, a great coach that can help you out a lot. Sarah, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru, with my co-host Lisa Davis, the health expert. If you have a have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.